Hello, everyone, and welcome to the LFC Roundtable Podcast. This is the podcast where we break down everything from the feeds. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Melissa Denny. How you doing, Melissa?
Well, I'm doing great. My draft, not so much. My draft is, you know what? Actually, my draft is doing great because this is what I planned for all along. And really, it's more impressive that my people are going out one by one in the beginning, don't you think?
In a way. Yeah. Yeah. Also with me today is Brent Wolgemont. How are you doing, Brent?
I'm doing good, Mr. Robot. Yes, Melissa, that is really impressive to not only have both of the nominees in your draft, but also for your first token in the Stockwatch to have used one of them on the eventual nominees. That is just talented beyond belief.
Yeah, this is like the practice round for Melissa. She's getting rubbed up.
No, I swear to God, I must be cursed because this happened in Survivor too. This just last season was that my people went out one by one in the beginning, yep. And then one person went to fourth place. So, and that's basically what it's been every single time I've drafted. And basically, I can put my curse on anyone. So I feel like whoever I pick in the Stockwatch today, their time is coming soon.
Well, I mean, just really quickly from the outset, I mean, I'm with you because not insofar as you being cursed, but I don't know how the hell Jesse is in trouble this week and how he's going to go home. I mean, I know how, but looking back on it, I'm like, God damn, there's
it's
a lot
because I picked him.
Maybe. I don't know.
It is weird because I did the update with Puya and Puya was asking me, who do you think is going to win HOH? I said Hamza. And then the next time I did an update with Puya, he was like, Taryn, pick a number. And then I said 7. And he was like, okay, everyone, choose 7 for the Powerball lottery because Taryn just knows it. Literally today I got a tweet from Danielle on Twitter. Oh my God, the Powerball number was 7. Thanks for the suggestion, Puya. I went and got a ticket with Taryn's number and won my money back.
It's insane. I don't get it.
I wish I was using this skill for something other than draft winning and winning other people lottery money.
Yeah. Seriously, winning drafts that aren't for any money whatsoever, just for fun.
Yeah. So we will be live every Tuesday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern to argue about everything on the live feeds for Big Brother Canada 6. Very, very excited to do so. We have the chat room open on arapazawebsite.com. You can chat there. Talk about if I'm psychic and if Melissa is cursed, or if I have crystal balls. And you can send questions into me on Twitter at Armstrong Taryn, and we will do our very best to answer them. So let's get into the feeds this week. We'll talk about what happened over the course of the week. The very complicated week. A lot of stuff went down. Honestly, last week, I feel like the roundtable was a great place where we were able to discuss a lot of the detail in the game. I suggest for this week, you go back and listen to a few of the updates. I mean, I did like an hour and a half update on Monday alone, just recapping. Honestly, that Monday update is the one I would suggest listening to if you really want to understand the dynamics of what happened and how it happened and how it got there, because I did my best to recap everything that happened there. But we will quickly recap the events of this week, starting off with Hamza winning HOH. He quickly wants Olivia on the block because, this whole white room versus red room thing was still kind of happening. Paris had really put the target on Olivia, and he knew he wanted Olivia on the block. He was also thinking about putting Kayla on the block. That was his plan going in. Put Kayla, Olivia, maybe then Vito, Olivia, put Derek up on the block, get that showmance out. But then something odd happens. The feeds go out. They come back, and he's bonded with Derek. Derek is now a have-not. He's spent some time with Derek at Wendy's, and Hamza doesn't want to target Derek anymore. He doesn't even want to put him on the block anymore. What did you think of that, Brent?
I think it's Hamza playing with his heart. Obviously, this is what happens when you spend 30 minutes with somebody. I don't care if I hate your guts. I spend 30 minutes with you. I'm going to feel a little bit closer to you than I would, if I hadn't have spent those 30 minutes with you. First of all, two things. One, I would also like people to go back and listen to your recaps in the morning of you saying that, if Olivia's on the block at the end of the week, man, she's going home. I don't know. there's no way that she's going to be able to survive. If she's
well, I didn't say
going.
There was no way. I just
okay,
said,
yeah, that's true. That's the
way that the house had been set up at the time, you know, especially like at the beginning of the week, a lot has changed.
Yes.
And
yes,
that's that is something that is something that would be interesting if you go back and listen to the updates.
I've listened to it, yes, and I was embellishing a little bit. also, the thing that John Krause said on the update about the fact that Hamza is just one of these, and I still haven't decided if it's Hamza, I'm just whatever. I'm going to be American. Say Hamza.
Hamza.
I'm totally Americanized. Just bastardize his name. Okay. He's one of these people that he's the big moves guy, and whatever he puts out into the universe or somebody else puts out into the universe, that idea then all of a sudden becomes not the big move. It's because everyone is expecting it now. So if you suggested, you know, to put the showmance on the block, that would be considered to be a big move by all of us on the outside because they seem relatively safe. They seem relatively high on themselves right now. But since everyone's expecting him to do that, now all of a sudden he's like, no, I don't want to do that no more. That's not good enough for TV. I was really taken aback, and I know I'm getting ahead of myself, when he insinuated that some of his reactions were for TV. That was a bridge too far for me. I was like, honey, sit down. You're not the star of the show. I mean, you know, I appreciate the good feeds and everything, but to sort of be doing fake reactions and whatnot for the TV, I'm not here for that. But overall, mm-hmm. I'm still just mystified about how Jesse became a target. I mean, I really think a lot of it has to do with the fact that Kayla and Derek were have-nots. And he didn't want to put them on the block after being have nots, which is crazy to me that stupid little, you know, newlywed competition has any effect on the nominations whatsoever. But I'm here to say it did.
Yeah, Jesse being targeted and ultimately potentially evicted this week is really one of those things, like in a movie where they show how small things can lead to like big outcomes, like, oh, somebody kicks a rock across the street, which causes this person to trip, which causes this big thing to crash, which causes a car accident, which causes blah, blah, blah. That was really this week with Jesse, from this newlywed game where Derek and Kayla end up not knowing each other very well, and losing and becoming have-nots. And because they're have-nots, Hamza wants to show mercy and take Derek to Wendy's. And then they bond over the loving goodness that is Wendy's. And now all of a sudden, Hamza doesn't want to target them anymore out of nowhere. This came out of nowhere. He was gunning for them so hard. And now all of a sudden, he was gunning for them so hard. Now he's not targeting them. The only person left of that group that he was targeting is Jesse. So Jesse, by default, by basically no fault of his own, ends up on the block next to Olivia. And at this point in time, Hamza still isn't even planning on taking Jesse out. And as I mentioned in the updates, at this point in time, there should be no way that Jesse leaves because Jesse has the votes. By far, he has the votes. Everybody still wants Olivia out. However, as the week progresses, Jesse makes these minor mistakes, like when he finds out that he's going to go up on the block, he says, can't we get Johnny up there or something instead? Like, can't Johnny be the pawn?
Because Hamza kept saying that he wants to stack the veto.
Exactly.
He wants to stack the veto. And because Johnny has a couple comp wins under his belt and he can't nominate Erica because she's currently safe right now. He can't even use her as a pawn because she's safe, even though she is a comp beast. He's like, well, what about Johnny? What about Johnny? And because of that, then Johnny hears about it from Hamza, or I believe from Hamza, and then goes to work on getting Jesse out of the house.
Yeah, exactly.
I know there's a roundabout way to get there, but that's right. Basically what happened.
Yes, exactly. And so Johnny is now anti-Jesse. Will, who always wanted to make a big shot, ends up turning and flipping other people like Veronica and Maddie, who never wanted Jesse out, but did want Olivia out. They turn. And now, and even then, Hamza still was going to not target Jesse. But then Jesse closes a door a little too hard, and that's it for Hamza as well. So just like these minor things just take down this guy who was playing a pretty decent game, but just couldn't handle the heat.
I wanted to ask you that really quickly, Melissa. Do you think that the whole conversation with Hamza and Jesse about, you know, hey, I'm going to use the veto on you, and then he, you know, quote unquote, slams the door, and I know we didn't see all of it, but or any of it, but do you think part of it is that Jesse didn't, like, throw himself on the mercy of the court enough? Like, he didn't, like, when Hamza says, you know, hey, I'm going to use the veto on you, I feel like the move here for somebody like Hamza, who thinks really highly of himself, like a mastermind, like he's the man of the house, is to say, "Oh my God, thank you, man. I you know, I really appreciate it. I really feel unsafe, and I thank God, you know, I you're saving me." But instead, it seemed like that Jesse went a little bit more matter of fact about it, like, "Oh, okay, that sounds good, man." You know, and I don't think Hamza felt appreciated enough. You know what I mean?
It's exactly what it is. I really think that that's what it is. I think that Hamza wanted Jesse to be like, "Oh my God, you're an amazing competitor. Yes. Only you could have won this. Thank you so much. I had no way. There was no way I was going to win." But instead, Jesse said something along the lines of, "This competition was about a certain strategy. And if I had just figured out that strategy earlier, I could have won it myself, but I didn't. And somehow you figured out the strategy first." And Hamza was like, "Oh my God, Jesse thought he could have won this. I can't believe he'd even say that. He's just a sore loser," and all this other stuff. And it's frustrating because I just feel like nothing that Jesse did was really bad at all. Like, even calling out the Carolyn thing. Okay, Hamza, you brought up a monster who like starts, you know, just being rude and saying mean things about your loved ones. Like, that's not what this was at all. Hamza was like, "I swear on Carolyn," and Jesse's like, "Cool." And then he's like, "Hey, by the way, you swore on Carolyn." And Hamza's like, "How dare you? How dare you bring Carolyn into this?" And it's just, you know, I'm not happy with Hamza this week. I don't think he's a good player at all. He just he's totally susceptible to, you know, the influence of others.
It's the shiny object, Melissa. I swear.
Anytime someone tells him, like, you could literally tell him, like, getting out Allie this week would be the biggest move in the history of Big Brother, and everyone would love it. And he'd be like, "Oh my God, we have to get Allie. And this was my idea all along because this is what I wanted. And I'm so glad that my idea is coming to fruition." And none of this stuff was his idea. His initial idea wasn't to get Jesse. And now he's saying, like, "This was my idea all along because it's a big move." And, you know, I like the idea of someone who's not afraid to make big moves, but I don't like the idea of someone who is desperate to create a TV moment.
I don't like that at all.
It's just tiresome. I like, you know, when people are not afraid to make a big move, or when they, even if they say, you know, the audience doesn't want to see us going with the house. That's fine. That's fine with me. I like that. I like the idea of them being like, "I want to go against the house," but they have to make moves that are smart for their game, not just something that they think America or Canada will like. Just not something that they, you know, like you were saying, like, "Oh, just giving a reaction for TV," like, you know, or trying to get sympathy by being like, "Oh my God, my wife was brought into this, or my fiance was brought into this. This is horrible." You know, I don't like that stuff at all. I really don't. It's so tiresome.
Hey, Taryn, I just want to say really quickly that the repercussions of Big Brother 19 are still being felt by this cast, because Hamza, over anybody, is the person who continually brought up BB19 in weeks previous, how all of those people were sheep, how it was such a freaking boring season. People couldn't wait for that season, and how awful it was, how everyone voted with the house each time. It was just whatever the house, i.e. Paul, wanted everybody to do. And he's not going to let that happen on his watch. So whatever happens in this house, it's not going to be BB19. He doesn't care if he loses the game. He doesn't care if any of his friends win the game, but it's not going to be boring.
And that's the thing. I will say that I do like that about him, that he doesn't want it to be like BB19. Like, when he was saying that, I was like, thank God. But I don't like this idea. I really thought that going into this week, he was going to make his own move and he was going to do whatever he wanted to do. And he had, you know, he was strong in his convictions. And I feel like he's not at all. It just who's whoever is talking to him and whoever convinces him that it's a big move that's what he's going to do. And I don't like that.
I've never, ever heard of a person in power, i.e. the executive, going with the last thing that somebody told them to do. I have
when has that ever played out?
Never happened, Melissa. Please, that's crazy talk. Come on.
Hamza, winner of Big Brother Canada 6. Yes, we ultimately saw Hamza win the veto. His initial plan was to use it on use it on Jesse and put up Ryan next to Olivia. And then Johnny and Will were like, I don't know about that. Marin, too, was like, I don't think that's a good idea. But Hamza, as we were talking about, was like, nah, this is good. This is the big move. But then the door slam. And I can't wait to see this on the episode.
Yeah, thank you. Yes. I want to see it.
Yes. Because, again, like, this conversation was very short. It was very just, it wasn't bad, I don't think.
It's innocuous.
Yes. But it really rubbed Hamza the wrong way. And after the conversation, he's just like, no, I'm not liking this. And Johnny just really jumped on that. Johnny, I think more than anyone, was the person who really solidified Hamza in terms of going after Jesse. Then Johnny helped solidify the votes. He talked to Veronica. He helped talk to Maddie. Johnny, it really, as we've talked about in the live feed updates, was like the knife cutting through all of Paris's nonsense about how Olivia is a threat and she needs to go. And Paris's game just crumbled down like a house of cards. And it looks like Jesse is going to be going home this week, Melissa. How do you feel about that?
Not great. I don't like that. I really thought that he was going to be a contender going down the stretch, and it seemed like it. I mean, he was able to, you know, ally with people without upsetting other people. And I just felt like he had a really good thing going. And it's really unfortunate that he's going out this week.
Yeah, I have to say, I mean, nothing speaks to this more than when you look at Ryan and all the mistakes that he made last week during his head of household reign, and look at the few innocuous mistakes that Jesse has made. Now, I will say again that him becoming a nominee, I don't think was really his fault. Him becoming the target from Hamza, I think, was his fault, because I think he could have played some things a little bit differently there and maybe gotten himself off the block if he was gracious enough with Hamza after the veto comp win by Hamza. But that just shows you that so much of this is about timing, and it's about quality, because the timing is just sucks for Jesse. When he made his mistakes, it was when he needed to not be making mistakes. Ryan, on the other hand, made his mistakes when he was head of household and everyone was really pissy with him, but they couldn't get him out. This week, they've sort of forgotten about that. On the other hand, I also believe that Ryan's mistakes were bigger, but again, it's the timing of it all. So it's just the timing and the luck of Big Brother never fails to amaze me, how somebody who plays a really great game like Jesse is probably going to be evicted this week. And I mean, it's been fun feeds, but you know, like, how are Ryan and Olivia, who make all the mistakes in the world, still in this game? Jesse is probably going to be out the door. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. This is one of those things where very, very exciting week. Jesse going home is crazy. But it does leave Olivia in the game, who hasn't really been doing that much. You know, hopefully Olivia is like somebody that, you know, can just kind of, you know, there will be a week where Olivia eventually goes.
We're going to be saying, yes, queen, yes, slay Queen Olivia.
That's true. We were saying this about Jackie on Big Brother 17. And then people turned around on Jackie. You know, we'll see. And Taz is in the chat. Olivia has you all missed it.
Not me. I'm like, how does she get on the show? She honestly, I swear, she was like, she was there for a model audition, I think, or maybe even a law school clerkship possibly, and she made a wrong turn and she ended up at the BB Can studios. That's how she got on the show, because they sure as hell didn't cast her.
All right, well, let's get into trying to describe this house again, because we did this last week and we're still in a situation where these alliances are still very fluid, but the relationships have changed. Some people have drifted, some other people have come together, and so I want to try and get into the different groups in the house. And the first one I want to talk about is the big obvious one that came together the most in order to evict Jesse, and that is Hamza, Will, Veronica, and Johnny. This is really the core four in terms of who was on board to evict Jesse. And then attached to that, Marin has a good relationship with Hamza, but his relationship with the rest of them isn't really there. He's not usually involved in group decisions. And then Ryan is also even less so than Marin, just kind of attached to this group, like on the side somewhere, like hanging on, like, I'm doing whatever you want.
He's desperate to vote with the house this week, Ryan. He's telling the nominees straight up, like, Olivia, currently you look through to be safe, but that may change, and I might have to change my vote. And, you know, well, it's Olivia's credit. She's taking it pretty well. She's like, that's fair.
Yeah. For no reason. He's just like,
for no reason. Thank
for now, I'm voting for you, Olivia. But just so you know, if the House did change, I would vote against you. You didn't need to know this information, but I'm letting you know anyway, because I'm trying to teach you, Big Brother.
Oh, God, I find him so grating, even more so than Olivia.
I you know what? Now that he's not HOH and the feeds aren't on him all the time, I'm coming to appreciate him from the Rob perspective of like he's an interesting character in there. And I guarantee you he's going to mix it up again at some point.
It's such a disaster that you can't help but watch.
Is exactly. That yes. Yeah. So this group really came together, like I said, in order to enact this Jesse plan. Will and Veronica are becoming tighter and tighter. It's something that we'll probably continue to mention over the course of this podcast, is that the feeds went down last night for a big drunken party, as they often do in Big Brother Canada. And one of the things to come from that party, although this is all very, you know, the feeds cut anytime they talk about it, so it's hard to know exactly what happened, but something went down between Will and Veronica. There was some kind of, you know, they kissed at some point. They got into some kind of fight because Will was talking about, like, I don't really see you in that way. I think he said something along those lines. And Veronica was kind of mad about that. But there's definitely some kind of tension there somewhere. Veronica follows Will around like a puppy dog. And they're very close. And they, as you saw in the bathtub scene, if you watched the episode, they're very close. And then Hamza and Will also have this very tight bond. They've made a final two together. Will has been in Hamza's ear this whole time. If you remember back to an early live feed update, I talked about how Will was one of the few people going to Hamza when Hamza was up on the block and talking about aligning himself with Hamza. A very, very John and Adele-like style. So those two are very tight. And then Johnny is sort of the ever floater guy. Like he is a part of that group. They mention him as a part of that group, but he's not so attached to them that he will go down with them if they go down. And that is the strength of Johnny's game right now. Those six people are in this loose formation of people that are currently trying to get Jesse out of the house. And they are currently the ones in power. But I don't know how long they'll be in power for, Melissa.
Yeah, I could definitely see, you know, this group absolutely breaking up next week. I don't necessarily see them going the distance, but I have been very impressed with Johnny this week. I think that he's doing a really good job in that he's in with them, but at the same time, separated enough that other people aren't viewing him as part of that group really that much at all. And he's also making connections with people outside of the group. Like when he spoke with Paris, and while Paris didn't come off very great in that conversation, Johnny did. And I feel like now Paris trusts Johnny more. And, you know, he's still got that relationship with Erica, and he's got the relationship with, you know, everybody else. And I think that that's a really good position for him. And I think that the fact that he was the one who had the idea to go after Jesse, because Jesse was coming after him, you know, he thought Jesse was coming after him. The fact that he's able to accomplish that when it seemed like it came out of literally nowhere. And if you were to tell me last week that Jesse would be leaving this week, I would be like, you're insane. So I think that that's very, very impressive.
Yeah, I think it's through sheer force of will, no pun intended, is Johnny able to accomplish what he is able to accomplish here. He's like the Waldo of the Big Brother Canada house, you know, like the Where's Waldo books, where Waldo is like in every picture. Like if you took a picture of any group of people in this house, he would be like in the background, but he's there. He's behind everybody, sort of, you know, kind of loosely glommed to them, you know, and it's really an amazing talent. I given the way the house is currently going, I have to believe eventually they're going to wake up and realize that, hey, you know, Johnny's sort of friends with everybody and he's got no enemies and we all kind of trust him. And isn't that a problem? Like, I fully expect that conversation to happen, you know, a week or so from now, the way things are going. They're already talking about Kayla that way. Like, you know, she's smarter than Derek. So obviously we've got to get Kayla out before Derek. So I really feel like the house is very attuned right now to anybody who could be perceived to be a threat in the sense that we think of them as, and I would not be surprised if somehow randomly, well, maybe not even randomly. I still think it is a fair move and a honest move to get Jesse out for some people's games. But for all of, for not all of the people that are voting Jesse out this week, I don't think it's good for their games, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, I would love for that to become a thing where Johnny is placed in every screenshot for Big Brother Canada 6. Yes. Johnny with like a frowny face because he always looks sad.
And just sad puppy, yeah.
Johnny in every picture. It's very Andy-like in that sense where he really is kind of everywhere. And I think another thing about Johnny is that he is not a pushover. Like, so many people in this house were going along with what Paris was saying. So like anytime Paris gave them information and then it spread around, like it would go spread around like wildfire because people were like, oh, they did say that. Oh my God. Like we should target them because people are kind of insecure and they're like, oh, that's, it's a reason to target somebody else. Like I'm totally going to believe that information. Johnny is just like, no, I don't believe that. That doesn't make any sense to me. I don't think that, here, let's go talk to them. Let's go figure this out. Like Johnny just doesn't, he doesn't have that, that button that you can press that just like scares him into submission. And yeah. I think that's very valuable in this house.
Yeah. He's a player, Melissa. And he realizes that in the Big Brother game that not everybody tells the truth. And sometimes things are just said. Having said that, I would like to, like, if I could have a one-on-one talk with him, ask him, did he really believe that Jesse was coming after him? Or was he sort of annoyed by the fact that Jesse was even willing to put him in a little bit of danger by placing him on the block as a veto competitor? Because obviously there's no universe where Jesse was coming after Johnny. That's just not true. But he did say his name in an effort because Hamza was trying to stack the veto.
Go ahead, Melissa.
Well, I think that it's one of those things where it's like, oh, my name came out of your mouth. The fact that you were willing to put me on the block, the fact that you saw me as potentially expendable. He's really the only person who was targeting Johnny at that point. So Johnny's like, I can't have that, essentially. And is like, that this is the way I'm viewing it, is that he's like, okay, I can't even have my name coming out of somebody's mouth right now. So let's just nip it in the bud, get him out. It's very easy, apparently. So that's what I'm thinking happened.
Yeah, I think that, Johnny was supposed to be in the 7-person alliance, but he was never really included on anything. And I think part of that was his own doing. Like, he's not actively going to people and talking game with them. But I think he recognized that the Derek and Kayla, not only did they have a lot of power in the house, but they weren't really solid with him. They kind of floated around and you know, talked to whoever they needed to in the moment. And when he saw that Jesse was willing to say his name, that just, it said to him, like, clearly this is not a good thing for me. Like, clearly they are willing to drop me as soon as it's convenient. And couple that with the fact that an actual ally, an actual person that he has a good relationship with that hasn't dropped his name in Olivia, is the other person on the block and in danger. Obviously, he's going to jump on this and use this as an excuse to target Jesse over Olivia because he's a lot closer with Olivia and not a lot of other people are. And that's a very good thing for him, which brings us to our next little grouping, which is this Ali, Olivia and Johnny group. Again, this is really more of a pair of Ali and Olivia, but Johnny is still very much connected to them, even though he's not fully connected to them. When people go after Ali and Olivia, they don't think, oh, Johnny is the replacement nominee. They just think, oh, Johnny's friendly with them. So these three, these two really, Ali and Olivia, were in a really bad position heading into this week. They were basically everyone's target except for Hamza. So they got really lucky there. And then even then, Hamza was going to take one of them out. But then again, all these circumstances changed and managed to save Olivia. But now they're not in a bad spot at all because this other group, Hamza, Will, Veronica, Johnny, they are currently targeting the rest of the showmans, Derek and Kayla. So next week they're going after the showmans and they think that Ali and Olivia are totally cool with them now because they saved them. However, as I talked about on the live feed update this morning, they have not done the follow-up work with Ali and Olivia. They have not continued to forge a relationship with them. They just were like, hey, we saved them, therefore they're on our side. That's how it works, right? It's a binary system. Unfortunately, that's not how it works. And Kayla instead has swooped in and forged a relationship with Ali and Olivia. So, you know, you kind of have to include Kayla in on this. She didn't really bring Derek into it. And that's really for her benefit. She's like, look, this is a side thing, but, I'm willing to cut Jesse for you guys. I want to work with you guys. And this is how I want to do things moving forward. They squashed all their beef. They said, there's somebody trying to break us up, but we're not going to let that happen. Allie said, the next time you hear it, I'm coming after you. Don't believe it. Come to me first. We'll sort it out because it's not true. And we should work together. Us girls, this is great. We should do this. So Allie and Olivia are starting to become a force to be reckoned with in this house. The danger that people feared was there is actually starting to realize, Melissa.
Yeah, I thought that Kayla put in some really good work today. I was really impressed with what she was doing. And the fact that I feel like they forged a decent bond, who knows if any of it's real, but the fact that they, you know, had zero relationship before this and now they've got a pretty decent one. And I also thought it was interesting how she was like, look, I'm going to vote to keep you. I don't know if Derek's going to do what I'm doing this week or vote the same as me this week, but I know that, like, this is the way I'm going to vote because I want to work with you guys. And I thought that it was just, you know, it was really good. I thought she did some good work today.
Yeah, she did some great work. I was also impressed by that conversation she had, but I was also impressed with Allie in terms of her ability to seem somewhat genuine. I think at times she does have no shade to her, but she can be a little bit cold, as we discussed previously on the roundtable, in terms of personalizing her game talk with people. She might include you as a number or as part of an alliance or use you in the game as a tool, but she has trouble, it seems to me, in making bonds with people. And I felt like this conversation in particular was a little bit more genuine to the outside observer, i.e. me, than some of her previous conversations. Also, I think at one point she said she was asked if she would win HOH, who would one of her nominees be? And she said Ryan. No part of me believes that she would actually put Ryan on the block. Maybe you guys can argue otherwise, but I don't really believe that's true. But I'm glad that that's what she said, because that's something pretty safe to say.
Yeah. So these three women, Allie, Olivia, and Kayla, they talked about targeting Maddie as well. Maddie is somebody that they're kind of blaming on the rift that happened between them. Olivia has always been after Maddie. There's this beef from pre-feeds where there was some jealousy around Jesse, I guess. And so that's you know, there. And then of course, like I said, Johnny is attached here, and Erica is also kind of attached to this. Erica has a good relationship with Kayla. She wasn't included on this, like, sort of we're totally with us, like with each other, but she was in on the conversation that happened yesterday. So it would not surprise me if Erica was eventually initiated into this kind of group as well. Although I don't see Derek joining it anytime soon. So that's where Allie and Olivia stand at the moment. And they're, like I said, they are targeting Maddie. So Maddie needs to be careful there. Kayla did say she was targeting Ryan. That's possible, but I think she would. I don't know if she would actually follow through if she actually gained power. Yeah,
she is a pawn, but she ain't targeting him.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think she would target him.
So then we have the what remains of the real deal. Paris, Jesse, Derek, and Kayla, they are breaking apart and disintegrating as we speak. Kayla, as we talked about, has just abandoned ship with Jesse. She's even separated herself a bit from Derek. Derek is kind of going down with the ship with Jesse, and so is Paris, unfortunately. You know, Kayla dealing with the Jesse situation way better than Paris is. Paris, as I'm reading right now, is still trying to campaign for Jesse to stay in this game, and she should absolutely not be doing that.
Because it's so close. I think that's the problem, is from Paris's point of view, it's 5 votes that they have to keep Jesse in the house, and it seems tantalizingly close to keeping him in the house, which would be good, or maybe would have been good for her. I don't know exactly how I feel about it at this point. But that must be frustrating for her. You know, there are 11 people voting. 5 people ostensibly would keep Jesse in the house if they had their druthers, and you need a 6th. And so why not go out there? You got a couple days to campaign for it. Why not go out there and try to save him? It would be good for her game. She thinks so. So I understand where she's coming from. But having said that, it seems like the people who are voting against Jesse are pretty set, and usually think if things flip, they flip like the night before. So maybe wait till tomorrow night to try something. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, also it makes it difficult because people like Veronica are literally lying through their teeth saying that they're going to vote to keep Jesse, and they're not. And so and Will is saying a similar thing, that he's going to vote to keep Jesse. So obviously they're thinking, okay, wait, what's going on here? These people are all voting to keep Jesse. Why are we even having a problem? And it's like, I don't understand why they're doing it that way, because don't they realize they're going to be really pissed off once they see that they voted to get Jesse out? And then they're like, wait a second. So you were just like blatantly lying to me this whole time? And they're like, yep, that's what we were doing. It's like, why are you doing that? They'll take it a lot better if you tell them beforehand, like, look, just so you know, like, I'm going to have to go with the house this week. It's just not good for my game to keep Jesse around, or whatever they have to say. But don't sit there and say like, oh my God, I can't believe Hamza's doing that. Like, this is insane. I want to keep Jesse so bad. Da, da, da. It's like, what? No, like, I don't, it's not good for their game at all.
Yeah, it's a tricky situation, and Paris just, I think, continues to sink her ship here. This Real Deal Alliance, I think, is basically dead after this week. I think Jesse will go home, and I think Paris's connection to Derek and Kayla will continue to flounder as Kayla moves on to better prospects. I think that Paris could get herself into a lot of trouble.
Do we think that that after this week, Paris's game will look better or worse? Because I'm here to tell you that I know she's made some mistakes, but I do think it will be better, because there's no part of me that really believes that she would have been able to keep her mitts off of Jesse for the duration of the game. It just wouldn't have happened.
Well,
let me finish. She liked him, and she, I know she was saying to us on the feeds, like, if I win the veto, I'm not going to use it on him. But obviously her actions and her emotions say otherwise, so I have to believe that there's a part of her that it would have been detrimental if he'd stayed in the game moving forward. And if he goes out of the game, maybe she can play like we really want her to play, because right now I don't like the look of it.
Yeah, they already hooked up last night.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, did I miss that?
Yes. Yeah.
You're saying.
I sleep. I apologize.
We all missed it because it was during the party. They didn't show anything on the feeds. This is just like secondhand. We're hearing the rumors that the next day of people saying, what happened last night?
Yes.
Well, I saw the whole thing with the fight and Olivia throwing the drink on Paris, and then Jesse, and then he threw a drink at her, and then but Olivia took it the wrong way. I saw all that, but I never heard that they actually, like, I mean, I know that they were actually kissing out in public. Is that what was happening? I know everybody was kissing, apparently.
Yeah, apparently they hooked up, they made out, people saw this happen and
in public. So
way we know about it is because somebody said, like, oh, was that your first time like hooking up with him or something? And she was like, yeah.
Right.
So that's like really all we know. We don't really know much about it.
I saw all the good stuff, like Kayla and Veronica kissing, which I thought was very fun.
Yes. Well, honestly, I feel like at this point, Paris should just lean into the Jesse thing. Like, I think that she has already sketched people out so much for campaigning to keep Jesse. I think that if she just plays it up and acts like, oh man, I just fell for him, I'm just this dumb girl that fell for Jesse and I was trying to
keep
him
here 'cause
I like him so much. Yes. Exactly. then instead of looking like somebody who's just being so aggressive and trying to force the outcome to her strategic benefit, she just looks like, again, like the dumb girl that they think she is, who fell for Jesse and, you know, was too loyal to him. But I don't know if she has that role in her, to be honest.
No, I mean, everybody's saying like, what is she thinking? Why would she hook up with him? Like, he's out the door. It's like, it doesn't really matter at this point if she hooks up with him or not. He's already leaving. So it's not like this is going to really change her game. They already know that they're essentially like a showman. So
yeah, exactly.
It's not like that they were like tricking anybody that they weren't.
Well, I mean, exactly. I think it did open some eyes even more. Like, people are like, it definitely got more eyes on Paris. People are talking about Paris more. Veronica was just talking to Johnny about like, man, Paris is still campaigning. Like, this is really sketchy. Johnny's calling it stupid. Paris's position in the house just continues to degrade.
But I don't think it's because they hooked up. I think it's because she was campaigning for him. I think that if she didn't do any of this campaigning and was just like, oh, whatever, I'm just gonna make out with him this last night, like, I don't think that would hurt her. I think it's the going at it and campaigning so hard and so aggressively, and it's such a poor way, rather than doing it in a way that's like, hey, this is better for your game, X, Y, and Z. Instead, she's like, oh my God, no, we have to save him. What are you doing? This is stupid. And that's not really the way to do it.
Andrew in the chat says, I suggest instead of hook up, we use the word pivot.
Oh, God.
Who said that? Oh, Ross. Sorry. Yeah, that's right. I couldn't remember where that was coming from. Ross on Big Brother, Celebrity Big Brother. Yes. In his final two speech, kept saying pivot all the time. Anyway. Yes. I don't know that she has it in her either, but she does have the ability to think outside the box. I'm not sure, though, that she would see this path in front of her to do the thing that she's been trying to stop herself from doing this entire time as the correct move to then, you know, sort of play it off to the house like, oh, well, you know, I liked him and I wanted to be with him. And, you know, so don't blame me for trying to keep him. And I'm just an idiot. So, and also, I always think that if she could align herself and look showman's-ish, then once he goes, whoever is the leftover part of a showman, I feel like usually he sticks around in the house for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's why I feel like she should just really lean into the Jesse thing, then let him go and rebuild her game from there. And we'll see if she's capable of it. She certainly was, again, very influential when she was in power in the house, but she really just ran up against a brick wall in Johnny and just completely crashed and has been way too focused on Jesse. So hopefully when he's out of the house, she can refocus and we'll see some better game out of her. But
I know what I want to say one more thing about Paris. The other thing that has to be frustrating, this is why she probably keeps pushing, number one, that there's 5 votes ostensibly who would keep Jesse. Number two, because the people that are voting to evict Jesse, half of them, it's not in their best interest to do so. Like, I mean, mm-hmm. What the hell? I don't understand some of these people that are voting to keep Olivia in the house. And of course, Paris is looking at it going, are you nuts? Like, yeah. Why are you keeping Olivia? I'm your bestie. You know she's coming after me. Oh, no, we talked to her. She's not coming after you. Like, please, Will, what are you talking about? Will is just annoys the living shit out of me this week. Sorry.
Yeah, Will has been really frustrating me this week. He's just, I'm not for it. And everyone's saying like, oh, Will's doing such a great job with the strategy. He's amazing. Da, da, da. This week has been so good for him. Like, I don't see that at all.
I think stubborn-headed bull.
Yes, he's so stubborn. He's not even listening to logic. I don't know why. It's making me so frustrated that he won't even step back for a second and think, wait a second, this might not be good for my game. Like, I mean, and Maddie just going along with it, like, this isn't good for Maddie. Like,
the hell has she been, Taryn?
I don't get it. Like, Maddie, like, literally, Olivia is going after you. She said so. She's still saying so. Why are you just going along with this plan? Like, I understand once the momentum is all the way there, but she should have nipped it in the bud right away and just told Will, like, no, this is horrible for our game. No, we're not doing this. Like, I don't agree to this. It's just... it's just not a great move for anyone, really. Yeah,
the two people who I love the most, Maddie and Paris, from last week, are the two people who just totally, they just slipped on a banana peel and they look foolish right now because I don't know either one of them, Taryn.
Yeah, Maddie was just too passive. And this brings us into the next grouping of people, which is, I think, another group of people who are also breaking apart here is the Paris, Maddie, Will trio. That was so powerful heading into this week. So in such a good spot, they were really running the house at that point. And Will basically decided to take a sledgehammer and go, I don't like this. It's not exciting enough. And so Will is kind of breaking off in his own direction with that group that we mentioned at the top, Hamza, Will, Veronica, Johnny. Maddie is kind of like, oh, I'm coming too, Will, even though I know this is terrible for me and I don't know, but yes, I am coming, but God, it's not good for me. But yeah, I'm coming, Will. So she's kind of left hanging. And then Paris is just like, what are you guys doing? You're so dumb. Oh my God, what am I supposed to do now? My allies are so stupid. And then focusing again too much on Jesse. So this group, I don't think they're long for this world. I think that these guys are going to be at each other's throats at some point in this game.
Yeah, Doom Tribe in the chat is saying that me and Melissa are totally wrong about Will, but I will just submit to Doom that you cannot win the Big Brother game, especially when there are freaking 14 people left in the house right now, by yourself. You need allies, and I'm not so sure that the allies that he currently has in Hams, Veronica, maybe Marin, and Johnny, wherever the hell he is, I'm not so sure that these are the people that Will wants to be going deep into the game with. I think he had a much better deal with Paris and Maddie, and then bringing Veronica in as maybe a fourth. And obviously, if you know Olivia is going after two of those people in Maddie and Paris, then it's a good idea to get the bitch out of the house. Like, what part of that doesn't make any sense? I don't understand.
And
like,
I don't think that it makes any sense to go with play with Hamza. I don't think Hamza is trustworthy at all. I think he's could turn on you in any second. I think that if all of a sudden he sees Will as having a lot of power, it'll come into his mind that, oh, it'd be a big move to get Will out. It'd be really good TV to turn on my best friend or whatever. Like, that. I absolutely don't think that that Hamza is a good person to pair yourself with when you literally just had Paris and Maddie, who are great, like, would be great allies. And it just doesn't make any sense to me why Will is going for it like this. And the fact that he's so easily susceptible to these weird emotional things that he just gets so wrapped up in, I don't like it. The fact that he got so upset with Paris when Paris was like, what the heck? No, why are we trying to get Jesse out when they told her about it? I didn't like that he was so upset with her. I didn't like the fact that he was so upset with Jesse for calling out the Carolyn thing and going to Pam's up being like, oh, I can't trust him anymore. I don't believe him at all. Like, that's horrible. I can't believe you'd bring your girlfriend into it or whatever. And it's just like, it's like, calm down. Like, these emotional things are not going to help you. And I could see that being a big problem for him in the end.
Yeah, I mean, I want to be clear that I love what Will is doing this week for the feeds, but I do think it was very poor for his game, and I've explained this on the updates, but he basically...
Explain it again, because the chat room, they're all idiots right now, so listen up.
Well, I mean, what Will did was he put himself in a position where he is the swing vote. He has to expose himself to everyone. He was in good with every single person in that house. Everybody thought he was on their side. Everybody wanted to work with Will, and he intentionally put himself in a position where he has to expose that he betrayed an entire half of the house to people that are like, no, Will is definitely with us because we trust him. He's an ally. He has to expose himself and be like, no, actually, I'm not. I am betraying you. I am flipping on you. And without Will, Jesse doesn't go home. With Will, Jesse does go home. So,
and he's
Will,
been telling everyone else he's not going to vote Jesse out.
Exactly.
I mean, he's been telling Derek and those guys.
Yeah, so like Will is the key here, and he's exposing his position in the house, and it's week three, and this is just, it's not going to work out well for him. And then also, as we've talked about, he's taking for granted that Allie and Olivia are going to be grateful because Allie and Olivia have already started aligning with Kayla, who is going to not trust Will because Will betrayed her. Like I said, I like watching what Will is doing, but Will is very exposed here. And, he could have gone a lot further into the game before making a move like this, or he could have orchestrated it in a way that wouldn't have exposed him, in the way that it did. Like if Hamza does put up Derek next to Jesse or something along those lines, then it's like, oh dude, what can I do? They're both
like
on the block.
I have to vote for someone.
Exactly. But instead, you're in this situation where, he's essentially ditched two of his allies in Maddie and Paris. He's not even trying to keep them loyal to him. And he's just fully on board with Veronica and Hamza, and Johnny.
Oh my God. I'm sorry. I can't even, I listen to the, he's on board with Hamza and Johnny. Okay. Johnny, who's with everybody currently.
Yeah.
In the house,
and Hamza, who's with nobody.
Exactly. Like in what universe is this a positive move for him? I saw earlier, they're saying that this is the Bizarro podcast. Y'all are the Bizarro chat room. I mean, I'm open to people.
Look, most of them are agreeing with us.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Well,
good. Maybe they've all flipped to our side.
It's absolutely nutty to me. I don't understand why Will wants to expose himself as a player. That's the problem that I have with Will personally. That he wants to show people that he wants to play the game. No, John Party did not do that until like week six after the candidate HOH happened. Yes. Just be the lovable guy who's cool with everybody and chill and just be like that, where everybody likes you. That's cool. But now he's showing everybody, you know what? I have a mind of my own. I got thoughts. I have opinions on the way I would like this game to be played. And now all of a sudden people start looking at you. And I don't think there's anybody necessarily that would like target Will today, but he's definitely moved up the totem pole from where he was. Sorry, Melissa, go ahead.
No. I mean, I just agree with you. I think that he's stepped out front way too early. He's also, he's betraying half the house. He's showing to people that he's not afraid to betray people, and that really, like, it doesn't matter that he's aligned with you because he'll turn his back on you in a second. And you're not supposed to reveal that until at least the second half of the game. Yep. It's only week three.
Yep. So then that's really the layout of the house right now is those big groups from before are breaking up. There's not really a white room, red room separation too much anymore. Although, Kayla getting back together with Allie and Olivia certainly hints toward that. Derek is basically left completely exposed. He has no relationships left after Jesse leaves. He's just got Kayla. But Kayla now has Allie and Olivia. She still has Erica. And she's still working on retaining Johnny. So Johnny is really involved in basically every layer. Paris is also trying to pick up Johnny as an ally. So Johnny is embedded everywhere, but nowhere at the same time. Meanwhile, the big groups here now are that big kind of six person group that I think, they're going after the rest of the showmance, and then the showmance group, which has picked up some new people in, Allie and Olivia. And now I think Paris will probably be joining them, and Maddie will also potentially be joining them. Even though they're trying to target Maddie, I think that's where Maddie needs to go if she wants to stay in this game. Honestly, she's probably just going to continue to ride the middle and hope that she can still be kind of with Will, but it's not going to work out for her. And she could end up being in a lot of danger there. But right now it's looking like the two sides is the Hamza side versus the Kayla side. And we'll sort of see how that plays out moving forward.
Ready for a Kayla HOH, baby. That's what I want. Bring it on, Kayla, or even Paris. I want to see Will come and grovel at her feet. Oh, I'm so sorry, Paris. I should have listened to you last week. Yes.
I would love to see that.
Very, very exciting stuff happening on the feed. So much happening. Again, make sure you check out all these updates if you really want to get the laydown of everything that's going on, because there's so much. And we were a little worried this morning because there's a video released on Arissa's Twitter that seemed like there might be a twist. But they were just messing with us. Good joke. It's a good
Is
joke.
Is that true? They were just messing with us?
Yes, it was just Arissa like taking over the global Twitter account. So it's pretending that you ruined something and then like, oh, guess what? No, I didn't. happy you didn't. But it's unfortunate. Look, because they're like, they're making fun of us, like, oh, we can tweet anything and the fans will go crazy. And it's like, that's not because we're crazy. That's because you legitimately do stuff that makes us crazy.
Yes, exactly.
it's like we could see you actually doing this.
Yes, it's not. We're not the problem. You're the problem.
that's like what's his face? The guy that got booted from season two because he held a knife to.
Justin.
Justin. Yeah, that's like Justin, who's like, what are you talking about? Like, I'm just joking. I'm just joking around, holding a knife to people's throats. Like, why are you acting so weird? We're freaking out because you might actually cut somebody. I'm pretty sure you're capable of that.
Just as an aside, like, I was not I was not a feed watcher back then, and so I did not see that. And I would have loved to be one of those, because the producer probably wasn't there in the middle of the night whenever that was happening, and so there was some PA who's watching the feeds, and they see this happening, and they're like, "Ooh!" Like,
yeah, that would have been crazy to see on the feeds. I didn't watch feeds at that point either, but I was watching the show and I was just like, oh my God, what's happening?
Right. All right. Anyway, we got off on a tangent.
Like we said, there was this big party that happened. There was a lot of making out. I'm sure we're going to get this on the episode, but the feeds were cut for it. They did give us a heads up. They told us the feeds would be down. It's nice of them to do that. But people are still, do we really need to block the feeds for a party? Is this really something that we got to do, Melissa?
Apparently, I think it's stupid. I think they should show us the parties. I mean, because they don't show the parties on the episodes. I mean, they maybe show like, oh, let's celebrate. And they like clink their glasses and then that's the end of it. They don't show any of the good, juicy stuff. I mean, it's just, it's really unfortunate because it's really fun to watch that sort of stuff. And it's not like they're going to show it anyway. So
it's that's just the point. Yeah, they're not going to show it anyway.
No one's ever going to see it besides just the retells. It really doesn't make any sense why they don't show it. I guess I heard it's because ever since it switched to global, they don't show it because of like, I don't know, legal reasons, but it's really unfortunate.
As my understanding, and I guess I understand this, is that it's purely a money issue. Like the feeds are promoted and on the air by virtue of the fact that they have ads and they have advertisers, and you know, advertisers don't want to be associated with people doing dumb things or drunk things or drunk stupid things. And so when you have a party that introduces a bunch of booze into it, then the house guests are going to do things that or say things that maybe they otherwise wouldn't say that would make the advertisers look bad by being associated with Big Brother Canada. So as long as the feeds continue to be free and they use ads to pay for them, essentially the show I'm talking about, then they're going to continue to block the feeds for the fans. If they were like Big Brother US, where we pay for the feeds for access to them and don't depend on the generosity of an advertiser to give us money, then I think that we would be able to see everything. But as long as they have advertisers, it's going to be like this.
To be fair, they don't even show us the parties in Big Brother US because they play the music, which I think is so dumb. They should just play stupid, you know,
music.
Commons music. Yeah, like they did today with the dancing or whatever, like when they were cleaning and dancing and listening to music. They should have just done that and showed us the feeds with like that sort of music. I mean, for Big Brother US, I hate when they do that. It's like, okay, I get they want to listen to music, but just play some music that doesn't have lyrics or something, you know?
Yeah, and I think the real issue is Andrew mentions it in the chat, like they're cutting the feeds anytime anybody talks about the party, and like that's just obnoxious. it's one thing to cut them, especially, you know, they gave us a heads up, that's nice, but then when it's like the feeds come back and it's like, oh man, that was a crazy party last night.
Mm,
oh,
so
who made out last night? Oh, it was Paris and. It's just like, and it gets out anyway because you can't catch every bit of it. So it's just like, why are you doing this to yourself and us?
Well, the next time that Rob goes up to the BB Can Studios, we can give him a list of questions that are kindly put together. Like, you know, hey, well, why do you guys do this? Like, it's a bad look. You know, we're fans. We want to see stuff like that. I mean, why are you just blocking even the talk of the party from the other night? What is the point of that? I have a solution. I can possess Rob and go in as him, and I'll look all nice with my flannel shirt, and then I'll hit him with the hard stuff, Taryn.
I don't know.
The feeds on?
I don't know if they respond well to the hard stuff, to be honest. let's answer a couple questions before we get to the stock watch. Just real quick, from Tom Palmer: if Olivia survives this week, is there any real danger of her ever going home again? Because this is the second week in a row where Olivia came pretty close to being sent home. But now that she survived these 2 weeks, I think people are starting to realize she's not much of a threat. Do you think she's going to be in danger again at some point, Melissa?
I mean, yeah, but I could totally see her being a perpetual pawn. I think that the longer she goes through the game and the more she shows that she really isn't that strategic and isn't that athletic, I think that people will start to see her as less of a threat, and maybe they'll be less inclined to be like, we got to get her out every week. And I could totally see her like floating on down to the end.
I think that, first of all, she's a terrible player. So obviously I do think she's going to be in danger all the time. She doesn't know how to have a conversation with anybody where she doesn't sound like a bitch. And also the double eviction or triple eviction, I think would be the most vulnerable time for a player like her, because as I've often said, and Steve Moses pointed out, that oftentimes for people who win HOH right before a double eviction, they are, you know, like deer in headlights and they don't know what to do. And who's an easy person to throw up on the block? Sure, Olivia, take a seat, because you don't want to make a big move. So unless you have the cojones to make a big move in a double eviction, they're always going to throw somebody up there who basically makes the whole house happy. And that's going to be Olivia.
Mm-hmm. Yes. One more from Geraldine. What are Ryan's odds of going deep in this game? Ryan is another person who was high on the target list, then dropped, then came back up, And where does Ryan fall now? Is Ryan going to slide his way into the end here, Melissa?
I think if he lays low and doesn't win anything else and doesn't get into any more positions of power, I think he could go really far. I think it's a struggle for him when he has any sort of power. So I think his best move is to not get any more of it.
Yeah, I'd probably agree with that, but he can't help himself. He can't help himself opening up his mouth and sticking his foot in it. He just can't. So I don't know. I also think that he is like in the Spencer BB15 role of somebody you can just throw up on the block as a pawn. Also could potentially go home. Although I do think there's more of a chance that he could stay in the, you know, double eviction vulnerability part for people who are, you know, easily nominated. I just think that he just needs to keep his mouth shut a little bit and listen more and not speak so much, and he would do better.
All right, let's get into our stock watch. We'll update it, buy some new stock, trade. I'm sure somebody's going to be trading some stock.
Oh, really? I wonder who that would be.
Yes. let's get straight into it. We'll start with Jesse, who we were all high on last week. We all were up on Jesse. The market is up on Jesse.
Yeah, what the heck is going on here?
Yes, Melissa, you chose Jesse of all the people to buy some stock in Jesse.
It's because I bought him. That's literally the only thing I can think of.
So anytime Melissa buys somebody, we're just going to change.
To sell.
Yeah. So how do you feel about Jesse now, Melissa?
I am trading him. I got to get rid of this guy. Unfortunately, he is likely leaving this week. And if he's not leaving this week, then I could see him being targeted again right away, because apparently now all of a sudden he's the next to go, I guess, which is just wild. It's not what I expected. He was going to be someone in my draft that went pretty far. But apparently that will never happen.
No, I don't think it will. Brent, how do you feel?
Terrible. I basically said my piece on Jesse, that through a weird conglomeration of luck and bad timing and a few mistakes on his part, he's gone from being totally safe to just being a nominee who was eventually going to be pulled down to being an outright target. And thus, it could not have gone worse for him, is all I can say about Jesse. Just terrible.
Yes, Jesse, I think he's still a capable player, but clearly when put under pressure, he did not rise to the occasion. He got unlucky, but I think he also just didn't have the gear in him to adapt. And that's unfortunate for him. But yes, we will all be down on Jesse. He's headed down. The stock price is going down. Sell. Get rid of all your Jesse stock.
It's also unfortunate because people like Derek, or mostly Derek, are going and feeding him information that is incorrect, which is he's saying, you're safe, don't worry about it, we've got the votes or whatever. And it's making it so that Jesse's not campaigning and Derek's not campaigning anymore. Like, I just feel like they need to, if Jesse could just pull it together and campaign, because I think at this point, if anyone else campaigns on his behalf, it's not going to help. I think that he needs to go out there and somehow turn the tides and convince everyone to keep him around, that he's an asset and not a hindrance. So that's really his only bet.
He's not very good at it, though. I mean, his talks with Hams have not been good. I don't know that he could do anything better with any of these other people. I do agree with you, though, that it would probably be better for it to be him than anybody else. And as we as you noted just now, the one thing we didn't bring up is that he thinks he's totally safe. He thinks he's safe. He thinks he's set. He even said that if Will voted against him, he would freak out or he'd go off the wall or something. So he thinks
that Will to go off the wall.
He thinks that Will is in his corner. And I know that Paris said to him earlier today that she respected him enough that if something changed and she thought he was going to go home, that she would not, or she would tell him so that he's not completely blindsided. But obviously she's probably just biding her time because she knows that he's in danger.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I think the real problem with Jesse is that he stopped wearing the glasses.
The heck is he thinking? Paris even said that it was a game changer, and I don't know what he's doing without wearing those glasses. He's got to wear those glasses.
All right, let's move on to Paris, who we were also saying had an up week last week. She was on the rise, and Brent decided to purchase some Paris stock. I will say this week for myself, I agree, Melissa. I think her game has gone down from where she was at the start of the week. Her stock price is falling. But Brent, you bought some stock in her. How do you feel? Are you going to trade it?
No, I'm going to keep it. I do feel good about her game moving forward, especially if Jesse goes home. I don't believe that this ultimately helps her game short term, but I think it could help her long term if it could help her focus on herself and what she needs to do. It's obvious, even though she was protesting to us through the camera and through the show about, you know, hey, I'm not going to do anything with Jesse. I don't want my parents to see that. I don't want people in the house to think of us as a showmance. But it's obvious that her heart wasn't in it, her heart wasn't in it. And she really wanted to do something with Jesse. So the fact that he's going to most likely go home, I think could possibly be a benefit for her in the long run. Mm-hmm. And I think that the game is very fluid right now. She's a very capable player. So I have confidence in her. I'll be honest. This hasn't been a good look for her. And I know lots of people are coming for her on Twitter, but that's only because we expect so much of her. I mean, I took her first in the overall draft out of all of us. And there was a reason for that, because a lot of people stan her. I stan her. And I expect great things from her. Maybe too much. I think it's interesting that she is not a robot. So she's not a potential partner for you, Darren. She's not a robot. She does have emotions, and sometimes they get the best of her. And let's see how she bounces back. But I still have faith. I think it's a down week, but I have faith for with her in the long run.
Yes, just really, really not no match there if there's no roboticness. Yes, I agree. I think Paris is on the downslope. I also agree that I think she has the potential to go back on the upslope, but right now she is down. I would not recommend buying. Melissa, you agree? She's going down. We're all down week for Paris.
Yep.
All right. So let's move on to the person I bought stock in, Johnny, who, again, we all agreed he had an up week last week. And I've got to say, I think he's continuing to rise. And I'm also going to say, look, I'm doubling down. I don't care if it's a risk. If Johnny leaves next week, I'm losing a piece of stock, but I don't care. I'm buying another piece of Johnny. I think he's running this house right now. I'm loving what he's doing. His game has only improved, and I'm liking it a lot. Melissa, what do you think?
Well, Taryn, you might have some bad luck because I am trading my Jesse stock for Johnny.
All right.
So Johnny might be going out next week.
Oh, no.
No, but I agree. Johnny's had a great week. He's going up and up. So I'm buying.
All right.
Sounds good. I will not partake in the Johnny-ness of it all, but I do like what he's been doing. As I said previously, though, I mean, he's becoming so good at the game that I have to believe that the people are going to look around and notice that. But, you know, like Big Brother is a marathon. It's not a sprint. You can't win the game in week three, no matter how good you are. So last week we were calling Paris the second coming of BB Cantu's Netta, and look what happened. So I don't know if there's... I need to see more from Johnny. I need to see what he's like under pressure. The first time he's nominated, if he can withstand the pressure, because as we saw with Jesse, that's a whole different feeling when all of a sudden your butt's on the line.
All right. So Melissa, just to be clear, you're selling your Jesse stock and trading it in for Johnny stock. You also can buy one. Are you going to put both pieces of stock on Johnny, or do you have another one planned?
Nope, I have another one planned.
All right. Okay. So as it stands, two stock pieces for me on Johnny, one for Melissa. And we're going to move on to Kayla. Let's talk about Kayla. Because Kayla, somebody who I think was in a somewhat decent position last week. Brent and I both said that her game had gone down a little, that she was starting to get into some trouble. Melissa, you said she was on the upswing. And I think that what happened was that she went down, but now I think she's kind of climbing her way back up. The question is, has she climbed up enough that she is back to where she was at the start of this week? Because I think she's fallen so far, even though she has climbed, I think it still might be a net down for me. What do you think, Brent?
Sorry, I was looking at the board. Well, you've been going to Melissa every time first.
Yeah,
I was ready to speak.
What the heck, Taryn? I was ready to go. I was raring. I had my mouth
open. Go ahead, Melissa. Go ahead.
No, I agree with you on this. I think that Kayla, she was really high. then went really down at the beginning of this week. But now I think she's coming back up. I don't necessarily know if she's as high as she was at the beginning of the week, only because she's losing a big ally this week. But I think the way she's played it has been really well. And I think that she's going to be okay next week, or at least I hope so. So yeah, I think overall she's down, but it could have been a giant downslope, and instead it's just a little dip.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to... Oh boy, this is tough on her. I think that actually Kayla might be the better match for you, Taryn. I think that she's the one who's been able to keep her emotions out of things more than anybody in the house, and has generally played the game with a level head. So I'm inclined to like that. On the other hand, I feel like everybody is on to the fact that she's the better half of the showmance. I don't see anybody in the house who's probably going to evict Derek over her. It's always going to be Kayla over Derek. And given that, with the fact that her athletic ability being known, presents some problems in the long term. However, in the short term, I do agree that she's done some good work. I like the fact that she's done some things. She's freelanced outside of the Dayla romance, and I'm here for it. So I'm not buying her, but I'm encouraged by what I see.
So up or down?
Oh, I'm sorry. Somebody got on me about that. My Erica vote last week apparently wasn't clear. Oh boy, I have to go down. I have to go down. I think she's been cut off at the legs a little bit with the Jesse likely eviction, and it isolates the showmance even further. And within that showmance, she is the obvious target. And that's why.
Yes. She came into this week. There was maybe one person who was willing to put her on the block. She comes out of this week, and I think there are a lot of people willing to put her on the block. And I think that's, she has fallen, although her capability as a player in my eyes, the estimation of that has risen. Yes. But ultimately it's a downslope there for Kayla. Let's talk about Derek, who is the other person on this showmance. Yes. Melissa says down. You were previously up on Derek, where Brent and I were both down on Derek. I think we can all agree that Derek is down here. He's really lost out this week.
Well, I mean, not only is he losing a big ally this week, and the fact that it seems like his showmance is like pretty much willing to cut him if she has to. He also is playing really stupidly in that Paris is like, well, Will is really pissed off at me because I was campaigning so hard to keep Jesse, and Derek's like, oh no, you're wrong. He's just upset because you don't trust that he wants to keep Jesse. It's like, no, I'm literally telling you what's going on here, and you just don't want to hear it. So you're pretending like it's something else. And so Derek is just not willing to see the writing on the wall, and he's feeding misinformation to Jesse, and he's just being just generally kind of a big dum-dum this week.
Yeah, Derek reminds me of somebody like from Survivor season one, who just sort of like, there's nothing shady going on. Like, it's just, everything's cool, right? Like, everyone's being straight up. When they tell you to your face that they're voting to keep you, they must be telling the truth. I feel like that's where he's kind of at right now. So I'm sort of bummed that he's not more of a player. I mean, maybe this is a hot take. I don't think he's all that good to look at. I mean, I feel like Will's hotter than him, and Derek's supposed to be the Instagram guy, but Derek's a little pudgy at times, and like just doesn't really. Okay, cool. Like, yeah,
I think he's attractive, but
attractive. Okay, well, I wouldn't throw him out of bed, but I'm just like, you know, I don't think he's all that.
I will say that I'm hopeful for him for next week, that once he sees that all these people were lying straight to his face, that maybe he'll turn it up and maybe he'll become a player. So, you know, you never know. Maybe next week we'll be saying something completely different about him.
I think he also can improve if Kayla ends up going before him. I think he can settle into a role where he's like the harmless social guy. But unless that happens, I think he is going to continue going down. Let's talk about Allie. Brent, you and Melissa both thought Allie was on the rise last week. I said she was going down. People were targeting her. I think unequivocally, we can say this week she has risen. She was at the point where a lot of people were going to send her home this week, to now almost nobody is going to be targeting her. She is back in a position of power. Allie, I think, is on the rise, Brent.
Yes, and I have previously articulated why I believe she is. I think that she is I don't know if she is doing this on purpose or maybe she's just getting to know these people a little bit better, but I feel like she's a little bit more personable with people and she has stayed ahead of the curve where you see people like Derek who are always playing like a day behind, it seems like, with whatever information they have. Allie, I feel like for the most part is playing up to speed with where the game currently stands and that has put her in good stead in terms of dealing with these people. Also, I don't know if it's real or not, but she's squashed whatever beef there was between her and Kayla, and apparently Kayla has bought it enough where she's not going to target them. She's like, well, we can target them later, or we can use them for now and target them later. So that's a positive for Allie. So I'm, you know, up for me.
Yeah, I'm up for Allie too. I think that she's done a good job this week, kind of clearing her name a little bit and making her a bit less of a target and also making some decent headway with various allies. So I think overall she's in a pretty good spot, or at least a better spot than she was last week.
So far, we're all in agreement. Let's go. Next is Olivia. We were a little bit split on Olivia. I thought she had improved last week. So did Melissa. But Brent, you thought she was going down. I think, again, Olivia, for me, has had another up week where she was in danger at the start of this week. And now, again, like Allie, she has really been able to escape it. I don't think it's really due to anything that she did. However, she is in a much better spot this week. I think she will slowly continue to improve her very bad game. So I'm going to say up for Olivia. Melissa, do you agree?
Yep, up for me as well. I agree with what you said. I think she's improved on last week. And I think, you know, the fact that she went from like number one target to maybe like not number one target is an improvement in her game.
Oh, you guys are almost talking me into it, but I'm going to stick to my guns and say down. I hear what you're saying, but I don't think I can rank somebody up who I believe really has no shot at winning the game in the long run. And I believe would easily be thrown up there as a pawn or a potential nominee in any high pressure situation. So I'm going to say down.
All right, so let's move on to Maddie, who we all were in agreement was on the upswing last week. Her game was improving. This week, I think we probably will all agree that her game is really plummeted. This is a bad situation for Maddie. Just allowing the Jesse thing to happen was very bad for her, and she is now in a bad spot. Brent, you agree?
Yes, I do agree. It's not often in life or in Big Brother where, you know, one event can change the course of your game. But her not hopping on that grenade when it was about ready to go off in terms of Will and Hamza getting ready to target Jesse, she could have maybe stopped it then and there. And she didn't really push back hard enough on it. She pushed a little bit, but eventually acquiesced. It was very disappointing to see because I don't, of all the people in the house, I don't believe it's beneficial for Maddie to evict Jesse. I think she really needs to get Olivia out of this game like yesterday. And the fact that she's probably not going to be able to do it is such a disappointment. I really, really, yeah. I mean, she's a fan of this game and I'm bummed that she cannot get this chick out of the house.
Yeah, I agree that sometimes, you know, it's like choose the right hill to die on. And a lot of the times it's like, don't, you know, make waves when you really don't need to, when it's really not a big deal. But in this situation, you know, this is not a good move for Maddie, and she should have done something to stop it. Even if it was just being a little more firm in her position and saying like, no, I really don't think this is a good idea. Like, and explaining herself rather than just being like, really, this is what we're doing. So it was just kind of disappointing because, you know, I'm sure she sees that this isn't a good move for her, but she felt like it wasn't that important. And it really is important in certain situations. This could be a big reason why she has a downfall at some point. So, you know, I have to say down.
I have to say, I love her to death, but there's a part of me that really hopes that Olivia wins HOH and Maddie leaves next week, because this is what happens when you don't get it done, when you don't play the game that you set out to do. And Maddie had you know, really boasting in her interviews, in her the initial meet the cast videos about what kind of a game she was going to play. She's going to play an aggressive game. She was hungry. I don't know this woman who's in the house right now, honestly.
Yeah,
the fact that she just let them have this with basically no pushback whatsoever, Melissa. Yeah. It's so disappointing.
I'd like to see, I will take your idea, but maybe say that instead of Maddie going home, Maddie gets put on the block and is like, oh my God, why did I let this happen? And then wins veto. That I'd be okay with. I want her to stay.
she also let the guys put like this terrible makeup on her face as well. And she like those pictures.
Yes, that was gorgeous.
You look so
good.
What? I don't know these things sometimes.
You guys just don't know makeup.
Okay. You're definitely kidding.
I'm definitely kidding. That was really bad. She looked like a different person.
She did.
I literally couldn't recognize her.
I think she's very pretty. When I saw her with that makeup, I was like, what?
Yeah, I was like, how did they do that to a pretty girl's face? Like, how did it look so different?
Oh, man. All right. Let's move on to Will. We were all saying Will was on the up last week, but like Maddie, I think he is. We've talked about this already extensively, so I think we all agree Will is going down. All right. No need to rehash the argument there.
Thank you. We'll get another argument with the chat.
Yes. Next up is Veronica, who we all agreed was up last week. And I think I will continue to say her position has risen from the very, very bad spot. It rose slightly last week, and I think it's rising even more this week. Less and less people are targeting her. I think she's playing somewhat poorly. She's playing very sloppily. She's making promises to people she's never going to be able to keep. She's lying to people's faces. She's revealing secrets. That said, it's still a better spot than she was in before. She's got some allies now. People aren't directly after her. So I have to say Veronica's up for me. Melissa?
Yep, I agree. Unfortunately, this actually has been a good week for her. She's, you know, I think that she's playing really stupidly, but somehow it's ending up working out for her. So, I think that she's up this week.
And actually, I'm going to take a flyer on her and I'm going to buy Veronica, believe it or not.
Ooh.
I know. I'm ready to do a mea culpa. So it's been 2 weeks since she's been in the house. And look, I'm not changing my opinion on the fact that I think that we were done really wrong by the show. I think Kirsten was done really wrong by the show. But Veronica she's just a bright light in the house for me. And I light up every time I see her there. She's really fun. I actually kind of like her rapping. I think it's utterly terrible, but it's funny. I've seen less of it lately. She's hungry. She's messy, but she's fun. And she also she seems to be lucky. And I really believe in things like this, that the stars could align for somebody like her. I don't really believe that the people in the house will target her right now. I think there's always going to be bigger fish to fry. She seems, I know all the things you said, Taryn. She's making promises to people, revealing too much. She's never going to be able to keep those promises. It's a high wire act, but I'm here for it right now. And I will say that, I didn't understand what the show saw in Veronica when they first put her up against Kirsten in the Gatecrashers vote. And again, I think that was a disservice to Kirsten and to Rob as a podcast in general. But having said that, I am here for Veronica, and she's probably my favorite person to watch on the feeds right now. So there you go.
Bubblegum in the chat said, you can tell Brent is a gambler.
I am a gambler. Yes, I am a gambler. I go to the casino all the time.
All right, so you're buying Veronica. Do you think she's up or down from last week? I'm buying Veronica,
and obviously I'm rating her up, huh?
Okay.
Yes.
Good to know. All right, let's move on to Hamza, who previously on this podcast, we all thought Hamza was on the rise. He had been on the block, but he was getting in with people. Nobody was targeting him. Now he had this HOH. I think this is one of the most interesting players to rank here because this is a very interesting HOH. I think Hamza has handled it very poorly. But he still manages to get out a big power player, and he's forged this big alliance now. He has become a power player in the game. Is that a better or worse position than when he started, when he didn't have any power, but less people were targeting him? What do you think, Melissa?
That's really tough because I feel like, yeah, he's been really all over the place this week and hasn't really handled it super well, but he has made a lot of allies. And I think that a lot of these people wouldn't go after him. And I think that other people are putting themselves more out there with this whole betrayal thing. So the fact that Veronica is saying she's going to vote a certain way and definitely isn't, and the fact that Will is saying he's going to vote a certain way and definitely isn't, I feel like those people are going to become the targets. Whereas Hamza at this point is like, look, it's out of my hands. This is why I did it this way. But, you know, at this point, I can't vote. So sorry. And people aren't really going to be as upset with him as they are the people who they thought were on their team or who were telling them they were on their team and then end up betraying them. So I think Hamza, as much as during this week, I was like, what the heck is he doing? I think he's like really making these big giant mistakes. I think that he's up this week.
Yeah, I have to disagree on that one. I think he's down, and here's why. I think that he has shown that his word is worth nothing, that he'll break his word whenever it's convenient for him. I've also been very disturbed by what I saw that John Krause also pointed out on the chat, or I'm sorry, on the live feed update in the morning, was that Hamza seems almost spent at this point. Like, he made his big move, he made some television, he's done everything he can. He maybe lasted longer than he thought he would, and he misses Carolyn, and he's ready to go home and see her. He realizes that if he gets voted out in the next couple of weeks, that he'll get a chance to go see Carolyn and not have to go to jury. So I don't feel good about his chances going forward. Also, the fact that he was telling us in the diary room that he's happy that, you know, like, that making this move of going after Jesse is going to split the house in two. Maybe I'm misreading it, Taryn, but I don't think that that's really good for Hamza for the house to be split in two. I feel like that it's better for him when he's sort of the guy you don't take seriously, where the house is sort of somewhat together. But I can see an argument against that, though. What do you think?
Yeah, I think I ultimately agree with you, Brent. I think that he did gain some power. He gained some allies. But I think there's a much better way he could have gone about this. And I think that the way he's playing the game, he's technically like advanced his power in the game, but he's also now a bigger target. I also think it's not a winning game that he's playing. I think that this is the kind of game where if these people are going to jury, they would be pissed. They would not be happy with Hamza. I don't think they'd be happy to give him the win. And I think that the perception of him in the house is turning in a negative way. And I think that is more than anything why I have to say he is on the downslope here. So I'm going to go down as well with Hamza. But let's move on to Marin, who is a very interesting person to talk about. I was down on Marin, but you two were both saying he was on the upswing. And I have to say, I think he is definitely on the upswing this time. Hamza winning HOH was huge for him. He got to essentially get Hamza to make a disastrously huge move on his behalf. And get no blood for it. Marin is sitting really pretty from my perspective, Brent.
He really is, but he's almost like wallpaper at this point. I mean, like, do we even know that he's there? I mean, I hardly ever recount a conversation where I bring up his name, and there's good reason because of that, because he's doing what Rob says, go to sleep in the first part of the game and then maybe wake up later on down the line. I know he has had some conversations, obviously, with Hamza and some of those people in that group. And he still is maintaining his bond with Veronica. I know they're trying to make sure that they don't lose that bond. But I just think that things are coming up roses for Marin right now. And now that this is my problem with, let me just rant a little bit, because I wasn't on the podcast with him last night. So, you know, whatever. Andrew, okay, bitch, if you would have just stuck to your guns and kept your mouth shut and let Rosina go home during the first week, then eventually by week three, when people start getting antsy, the game starts to open up. So that's my problem with people like that they just don't know when to shut up and just let things let everything chill. And then eventually people start like targeting themselves when they can't sit on their hands anymore. Marin, on the other hand, seems to know how to do that. He's going to sit on his hands, not draw any attention to himself, let other people make his moves for him. And eventually, once we get into jury, maybe he will start to wake up and become maybe more of a player in this game. But right now, he's happy to play second or third fiddle. And I think it's a winning strategy for him.
It's funny. It's like the Big Brother Canada producers, where they're like, things aren't happening in the first week. We need to get some twists in there. Whereas Marin is like, the fans are like, no, things are going to work out. Don't worry. Don't do the twists. So, Melissa, how do you feel about Marin?
I feel really good about Marin. I think that he is doing a really great job in that he's not making any giant moves. He's literally basically second in command with Hamza up there, but nobody is really blaming him for anything. He's getting along really well with people. He's a really sweet guy and people seem to really like him. Nobody's really talking about targeting him besides when people mention, oh, we got to get out the new people. But if anything, if anyone's going to get out new people, they're going to want to get out Veronica first because she's right out there and front and center of everything. So if anyone's going to get rid of a new person, it'll be Veronica. And I just think that Marin's, he's got a really good read on the house right now. I think that anytime he's talked about what's going on or who we should target or whatever, it's been totally accurate. And I've been totally surprised by it because I thought that he really wasn't paying that much attention. He was kind of just hanging out, didn't really know what was going on. But it turns out he really understands what's going on. So I think that Marin is in a good place. And I think he's playing really well at this point in that he's not really playing that much, which is like exactly what you want to be doing right now. But at the same time, he's not doing an Olivia where it's like you don't really think she actually knows what's going on at all. She's kind of just there. And that's why she's not playing. I think Marin's not playing because he wants to sit back and he doesn't see a reason to jump in the fray right now. So that is why I am going to buy Marin.
There you go.
Fabulous, fabulous. By the way, my vote for Marin was up. He's on the upswing. I just don't know how he got cast on the show. I've come around on Veronica, so I'm here with you producers. Aaron, I see what you saw in Veronica, okay? But I don't see it with Marin. He seems like just dry as wallpaper, and there's no charisma there whatsoever. And, I mean, Taryn, am I missing something?
I mean, I Marin has his fans. I think that
he's a good player, but he's not very fun to watch.
I think that right now he is wallpaper, but he is a character that I could see if he stays late enough becoming more of a presence as he starts to open up more. He gets more comfortable with people there. I think a big part of the problem is that like he only really has relationships with people like Hamza right now, so he can't really talk to other people that much. But as the game progresses, I think he'll open up more and we'll see more of his potential. But I have to agree with Melissa's buy here. Marin was probably the person I would have bought if I wasn't going to double down on Johnny. In fact, that was probably the smart move, but I, like Brent, want to gamble. So let's move on to Ryan. I actually think Ryan is a little bit up here this week. We all agreed he was going down last week. I think it's a minor up. I think that it could have been much better. A lot of people were pissed off at Ryan, even though he was barely doing anything. But I do think that overall, less people are focused on Ryan. He is small potatoes at this point. Who's going to focus their time on Ryan, Brent?
Probably not anybody, but I do think he could somehow end up on the block as a nominee, and that's never true. A good place to be. He just can't help keep his mouth shut. I think even also during the party last night, he said that Will and Veronica wore a showmance or an item, in which case that annoyed Will and he didn't want to be seen as a showmance with Veronica, which then that upset Veronica that, you know, like, what? I'm not good enough for you. And he's like, I just don't want that out there in the universe that people are thinking that we're a pair, which he's obviously right about that, that that wouldn't be good for either one of them to be seen as a pair. But that all came from Ryan. And of course, Veronica told Paris that Ryan said that. And Paris is like, he's so annoying. I can't stand him. And anybody, I mean, if you got people saying that about you, then I can't believe that you're long for this game. I do agree with you, Taryn, that given how badly last week and he boinked it with his HOH, that I have to ultimately rate him up, but it's not a glowing up.
Yes.
Yeah, Melissa. Just barely up.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, let's finally talk about Erica. I thought she had a down week last week, and you both thought that she was up. I think this week she has gone up. I think that having immunity was great for her. She hasn't really advanced her position in the game, but she is a lot safer in the game. She has less people talking about her. Having a week of immunity is really, really great for you if you're capable of holding still, and I think that Erica was. So up for Erica. Melissa, what do you think?
Yeah, definitely. If I didn't buy Marin, I was going to buy Erica because I think that she's in a place right now that's really good in that, you know, people aren't really thinking about her in terms of like, should we target her? Oh, what's she doing? I think that she played this week perfectly with having immunity. And I think that she's talking with people. People seem to like her and people seem to want to involve her in their various groupings. I think she's doing a good job. I think this week I have to say she's up again.
Yes. I'm sorry. I lost track of who we were talking about really quickly.
Erica.
Yeah. So I know. Right. I was like, I know. I just had something to say about Erica and then I lost my thought. But yeah, I agree with you, Taryn, that I can't believe that she's been able to keep us still as she has this week. I mean, safety really has its advantages. I'll say that because, I mean, I felt like that, after winning the veto last week, that people were maybe going to look at her. I mean, like, it's boggling to me that people think that, oh, we got to get Jesse out. Jesse's such a threat. And I know she's safe, but people never even talk about Erica. It's not like, oh, well, next week we'll get her. They just, it's like she's not there right now. I mean, they obviously know she's there, but I think that she is a bigger threat than they realize. She's a player. She's got great social bonds with people. Really impressed me. Out of all the people in the cast, I have to say, Erica is the one that I am the most surprised by in terms of her ability to connect with people and get them to like her and consequently get things done. I am just so pleased by what I'm seeing from her. And she was a close second for me in terms of buy compared to the more fun choice in Veronica.
Yes, I agree. I think she's doing well for herself. That concludes the Stock Watch. I do want to give a quick shout out to Reddit. They are joining the game. They're playing along with us. They're going to Stock Watch. The patron group for Rob as a Podcast is also playing along with our Stock Watch game. So kudos to everyone out there.
Everyone's playing it, Taryn. Yes.
see if you can beat me at the Stock Watch. I'm sure somebody can. I'm sure most people will. Very, very excited about this season. Lots of fun stuff happening. Do you guys have any final thoughts before we wrap this up?
No, just another great season of Big Brother. So far, I'm really excited about what's been happening in terms of the fluidity. You haven't really oversold that, Taryn, when you're talking about on the live feed updates about the fluidity of the cast and all the different groupings of people and how they, you know, mix and break apart and reform into new groupings. There are obviously some pairings or even groups of people in the house that are relatively consistent. But I mean, if you would have told me last week that Will, Paris and Maddie were going to pull apart and that Kayla was willing to vote out Jesse and not even tell Derek, I mean, I know she probably will ultimately, but, you know, right now she's saying it. I would have told you you're crazy. And these people are all here to play. I'm glad to see that most of them are relatively hungry for the money. That's what I like to see.
Yeah, that's the exciting thing is that you literally have no idea who's going to go week to week. Like it, in the previous seasons, you were basically able to tell, like, just be able to understand exactly who's going to be going out every single week. And you could basically see it in advance. But this week, this season, it's just, you have no idea. Like, I have no idea who's going next week. I have no idea who's going to go the next week. And it's not just laid out there in front of us to follow along. So it's fun.
So on that note, I wanted to ask you, Melissa, and I can go first if you want, but gut reaction without knowing who the HOH is, who do you think is most likely to be going home next Thursday? If you have an answer, you can go ahead, but I will tell you that I believe it's going to be Maddie. I think that she has been shown to be a floater too much of the house. She's earned distrust from people because some people see her saying that I'm going to vote to keep Jesse. And then she goes behind people's backs and says, I'm going to vote to keep Olivia. And they also don't like the floater label on her. And Will is I know he's hanging out with her still and probably has a better relationship with her than he does with Paris currently. But I think that Will would, like, if the numbers weren't there, I think he would flip on Maddie. And obviously Maddie's on the lips of a couple different people. And the fact that she didn't do what she was supposed to do, which was stop this, get Jesse out in its tracks. I feel like karma's going to be a bitch and she's going to see her butt on the block next Thursday night and evicted. What do you
think? I think you're not taking into account the most important thing, which is that Maddie is not in my draft.
Okay, yes.
So I think it's going to be Rose.
Oh, she's in Taryn's draft. Oh, well, there's no chance.
Yeah, there's no way she's getting out. So I think it'll be Ryan.
Okay, yeah, that's Ryan's in your draft. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
yeah. I honestly think it could be Paris. I think that if
Paris
wants to make a big move, I think they could land on Paris.
I need a Paris HOH. That's what I
need. Yes. So thank you to the chat for coming out there. If you aren't joining the LFC Roundtable chat, you're missing out. They're talking about how much they love hanging out with us and with themselves and chatting.
They're talking about how obsessed they are with us and that everything we say is absolutely accurate, right?
Yes, that's exactly what they're saying. How did you know?
Yeah.
They always make sure to tell us whenever we say something that's even a little bit wrong. They tell us in the chat, yo, you guys don't watch the feeds. Didn't you see this happen? Like, come on.
Melissa and Brent, you are wrong.
Yes. Look, I'm never wrong. So it's never directed toward me, clearly.
Because you equivocate on everything.
It's because I'm accurate. All right. Sure. So thank you to Alexander, who already has an updated Stockwatch chart here. Feel free to send some graphics our way with the Stockwatch, the ups, the downs, the buys, the sells, all of it. I think that, the more we've got, the better. We're trying to make it as pretty as possible. We'll try and show it on the next live stream. So that'll be fun. You guys have a hashtag in the chat. You guys, anybody have a hashtag, let me know. And make sure you check out the Taran Show. This week I spoke to Spencer Clausen from Big Brother 15. Talked about losing his job from the show.
He did ultimately.
Yeah. Wow. He's still suffering the repercussions of it today. It was a very interesting conversation. We also talked about some fun stuff, some inspiring stuff. It was a really great conversation. Make sure you check that out. I'm seeing hashtag crystal balls, hashtag Will War 3.
War 3. Jesse's girl, I saw. Yeah,
Jesse's, that's not bad. Make sure you also check out tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Eastern. I will be live updating you on the live feeds again. It will be a lot of fun. And then Thursday night, we will hopefully be talking with Godfrey Manguiza to recap the eviction episode of Big Brother Canada 6. We'll see if Jesse counts as evicting one of the showmanses. And if Godfrey's going to owe somebody $1,000, that'll be fun. Of course, make sure you check out all of our ninja coverage and all of the rest of it. Check out Brent's rant about the finale of RuPaul's Drag Race.
I have 30 seconds really quickly? let me tell you that I do what you would call rants. I call them honesty. Whenever I feel like it, not when you feel like it. So don't come to me and say that we can't wait to hear another rant from Brent, because then it's like, see, I'm like Hamza. I'm like, if you are expecting it, then it's not special anymore. So just let me do my own thing and let Melissa do her own thing and let Taran be boring as he usually is, and we'll be good.
You let Taran be right. Somebody has to be right while the rest of you go and start yelling.
Now they're happy because they got their Brent rant.
Yeah.
About Brent rants.
All right. Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, make sure you follow us on Twitter at Armstrong Taran is me. You can follow Brent at One Lucky Gay and Melissa at It's Melissa with three A's. And you can find us on robiswebsite.com. You can subscribe to the dedicated Big Brother feed on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. All that great stuff. So for Brent and Melissa, I am Taran Armstrong. Hashtag Will War 3. I liked that one. We'll see you next time.